Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, Democrat of New York's beautiful 18th District, in office since 2013. Sean Maloney, they gave you a big job, Democratic Campaign Committee. The real question is, are you going to be able to hold the United States Congress? There was one report recently that said it's going to be difficult. What do you make of that?
Look, we know it's a challenge, but let me tell you what. We are going to hold the majority. I think we're going to grow the majority, and for the best possible reason, that we're ending the pandemic, we're growing this economy like gangbusters, and we're delivering on the most important needs of the American people. Meanwhile, the other side is wrapped around the axle of some very dangerous conspiracy theories and some irresponsible people. And the country needs solutions and, you know, responsible adults right now, and that's what we're offering. And I'll just point you to New Mexico, the first congressional district of New Mexico, where we had a special election this week. And the candidate running did better than the candidate she replaced had done in November, which is highly unusual. That's Deb Haaland, who went to the cabinet. And Melanie Stansberry got an even higher percentage of the vote than Deb Haaland did or Joe Biden did last November. That's very, very exciting for us. Our candidate won by 25 points in a district that is Democratic, but is normally about 15 points Democratic. So I think there's good evidence that our voters are still energized and the Republicans are offering nothing right now.
Let me move from that and ask you about the infrastructure talks. What's the latest?
Working very hard on a bipartisan bill. And those two questions are related in the sense that we're going to see whether there are still some responsible players in the Washington Republican Senate and House who will work with us. I'm going back to Washington tomorrow to work on the T&I, the Transportation Infrastructure Committee markup of the bill. I've got a $32 billion piece of legislation that will be included in that bill that will fix all the structurally deficient bridges out there that people are so concerned about. These are these little county bridges that have been ignored forever. I mean, we're doing really good stuff. You know, it was through that committee that I was able to ban oil barge anchorages permanently on the Hudson River. And we need bipartisan partners. So we're working hard on that.
Joe Manchin is on everybody's lips. Obviously, you know, he's a Democratic, but a blue dog Democrat in a Republican state. Do you blame him for what he's been doing?
You know, look, I'm not going to get dragged into talking about any one senator. I think what's important is that we stand up for our democracy at a time when too many Americans are questioning whether democracy, you know, can be trusted because of the pernicious, incendiary lies spread by the former president about some stolen election nonsense. You know, Biden won, Trump lost. People need to accept reality and move forward. And the best thing we can do is have a federal backstop on things like letting people vote, on keeping billionaires from buying elections, from having fair districts, and none of this gerrymandering stuff. That's what the For the People Act will do. And the Republicans are going the other way. I mean, they're right now passing these Jim Crow-style voting laws in states all over the country. They're trying to limit who can go to the ballot box. And it's just a sign of a party that has lost its way. We Democrats are not perfect, but we are not afraid to let people vote. And that's what, and to keep the big money out of politics, or at least have it be transparent, and to have, for goodness sakes, have competitive elections, you know, like the one I run in every 2 years. I got a competitive seat. It's harder for me, but it's good for the voters. That's what we should have everywhere. That's what we need to get done. And I hope Senator Manchin can find a version of this bill that he can support, because it's really important to our democracy.
Is there any indication that that's the case? It sounded to me like, you know, he wasn't going to stand for this.
Well, I'm going to refer you to my friend, the Senate Majority Leader, who I know you've had on recently. I'm going to keep my focus on the House. As you point out, I got a lot on my plate. I'm on the House Intelligence Committee. I'm on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, and I'm working very hard on a bunch of national security issues, the cyber attacks and whatnot. I'm working on the bridge bill I just told you about and infrastructure. And I've been elected to leadership by my colleagues, and I've got, you know, a big responsibility in running the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. So tell you what, I'm going to leave the Senate to do its work, but I sure hope they do, because we're doing our work in the House, and the country deserves real protection for this democracy.
Well, I agree with you. How can we protect it? In other words, you know, you don't want to talk about one individual, and that's Joe Manchin. I get that. It's smart. Nevertheless, what do you make of it? I mean, how if in fact he's going to put a stop to this, how do we protect people and their voting rights?
Well, people are going to have to go vote. And, you know, what we have seen is that at critical moments in the last few years, individual Americans have stood up. Look at all the social justice movements. I mean, my goodness, from the Black Lives Matter movement to the Sunrise movement to protect the climate to the Dreamers movement to help Dreamers become citizens, an earned pathway from the Me Too movement. You know, those of us in the LGBTQ movement have known all along that, you know, this system will work, but we got to work. Look at folks in organized labor who are sticking up for themselves. You know, we just got really important pension legislation done for folks, changing millions of lives. That's because people have gotten involved. And so my message to Democrats is it is not over. This is a really critical time in American democracy, and we may be running uphill because the other team is drawing funny districts or they're passing discriminatory voting laws. But we got better ideas. We're ending the pandemic. We're going to grow this economy north of 6%. We're putting people to work. We're helping people raise their kids with this historic child tax credit that's coming down the pike. And we've lifted up millions of small businesses, got them through the pandemic with the PPP program. And we've done so much to lower people's health insurance premiums recently. I mean, the bread and butter kitchen table issues the people I represent care about, families like the one I grew up in talk about and worry about, you know, pensions, health care, wages. That's what we're doing. And so if people want that to continue, you know, they have to get involved.
Now, we do know, Sean Patrick Maloney, we do know that there's been substantial, especially in some states, substantial gerrymandering to the point where the Republicans have given themselves tremendous advantages, and that's your new job, making sure you can elect Democratic congressmen. Is there any way around that?
Well, check it out. We just beat them by 4.7 million votes nationally, more than 3% of the popular vote. And that ended up an election where the Democrats lost seats. So if you just want to know one thing about what's gone on with this gerrymandering, where the Republicans have been drawing these districts all to heck to try to get an unfair advantage, just think about that. We beat them by almost 5 million votes nationally in people who voted for House of Representatives candidates. And we beat them, that's more than 3% of the vote. And somehow we're the ones that lost seats. So we know that we're playing on a battlefield that has been drawn 10 years ago that is screwy and it's unfair. We're looking at fighting another cycle of redistricting where they're trying to do even more. But listen, I'm telling you, if we can't stop it through H.R. 1 and H.R. 4, which are so important, you know, voting rights legislation, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act is what I'm talking about, you know, restoring the Voting Rights Act. We can't do it with fair, nonpartisan, independent redistricting of all the districts so everybody has a competitive congressional district and can have a real competition of ideas. That's the best thing we could do. But if I got to play on a tilted battlefield, well, I'm going to run uphill because there's too much at stake to complain about it. My job is not to whine about it. It's to win races. That's what we're going to do. It's what we did in New Mexico last week, by the way, and we're going to keep doing it.
Let me ask you a fast question. We only got a minute and a half left on this segment, Sean Patrick Maloney. But we're getting a lot of mail here, a lot of people calling the station because of Israel and the Palestinians. Do you have any words of advice for all of us other than to stay calm?
Well, I mean, I mean, it's been a horrific few weeks and a lot of innocent people have gotten hurt. So thank God there is a ceasefire, and I give President Biden and his administration high marks for getting that ceasefire in place. Now we have to do the hard work, which is to go back at it on a two-state solution. You know, we need to really go to work on the legitimate aspirations of the Palestinian people. We have to continue to take seriously the security of the state of Israel, and you can do both. I am personally optimistic that with the fall of the Netanyahu government and the rise of this new coalition with Naftali and Yair Lapid, that there's an opportunity now to turn the page on, I think, what has been some destructive policies of the Likud government and get back to the hard work of going forward in a spirit of determination to address those legitimate aspirations of the Palestinian people, to develop better partners, because, you know, right now Hamas is a vicious terrorist organization, and nobody out there should confuse Hamas with what I'm talking about, which are the Palestinian civilians and people who just want a better future. And we can do that in the context of safeguarding the security of Israel. But I'm hopeful that a new Israeli government may be part of the solution there.
Sean Patrick Maloney, we know how busy you are. You really are. And the fact that you've chosen to spend some time with us is very much appreciated by all of us. When we come back the next time, I want to talk to you about tax increases.